Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warres.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Cuff.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Finn.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's the Need to Know podcast, all thanks to Rode Microphones. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, NGK Podcast, and online at podcasts.needtoknow.cloud.
I thought I'd try something a little bit different for this edition of the Need to Know podcast. I've been thinking about the fact that there have been many individual questions that people have raised, and we can't spend a lot of time diving into them in the normal episode. So what I thought I'd do is maybe record some special one-off focused FAQ episodes. So take one topic, do a deep dive, and then revolve the answer around that, and obviously continue on with the normal news and interview style programs we've done. But in this case, it would allow me to dive deep on one particular topic and do that on a regular basis. So the aim is to call this the FAQs, and I'd love to hear from you as to, firstly, whether you think this is a good thing, you enjoy this, is it worthwhile doing? As at the moment, it's a bit of an experiment. And also any particular questions that you'd like covered. So I've certainly got a range here from people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, but if you do have a particular question you'd like a bit more of a deep dive into, please let me know. And as I said, please let me know whether you find benefit of these, hopefully a little bit shorter but more focused episodes here. So to kick things off on this initial attempt at an FAQ is to start talking about one of the most common questions I get is around the migration of data from on-prem into something like Microsoft 365 Teams or SharePoint and OneDrive. Now, we do have a framework for that, which I'll discuss in an upcoming FAQ, but the place to start, I think, is to look at the data you want to migrate. So again, my thoughts here revolve around a blog post that I made called Data Discovery Done Right, and I'll make that link available so you can go and read what I've written there, but hopefully I can cover that in this shorter episode. So my experience is that you can generally divide up the data that you want to migrate into the cloud into largely quarters, so 25%. Now, that first 25% I would consider to be data that should be deleted. Now, that is going to be stuff which is beyond a date, so there's no need to keep it beyond a certain date for regulatory reasons, the users have left the organization, it's a backup of something else that exists in some other place. So there is going to be a large percentage of data on-prem that people have just accumulated because they can. I suggest that moving to the cloud is a good opportunity to go through that data and basically purge it from the organization. Again, you need to go through and determine what date is acceptable, what information, what users, what don't you need. But it's very important to make sure that you don't end up with a large sprawl of data because A, you've got to get it all up to the cloud, and B, it just makes things more complicated. So again, when you do move to the cloud, especially into the Microsoft 365 world, it is an opportunity to go through this data and say, look, what do we really need? What makes sense move to the cloud? And typically this is going to be the most current and the most valid data. So that first 25%, I would strongly suggest you go through, have a look at it, and delete, right? And again, that is hard for a lot of people to understand, but you should delete data which is of no relevance to you anymore. Now, the next 25% I would categorize as archive data. Now, this archive data is data that you want to keep typically to comply with regulations. So an example is in Australia that we need to keep information about a business for a period of years for tax purposes. So again, anything outside that you should delete, but in that period, again, it should be archived and made available. Now, when you've identified the archive data, where should you put it? Well, you do have two options. You can leave that archive data on-prem. You could put it on a USB disk, you could leave it on a server, you could put it on a workstation. Again, as long as you've got access to that data, and that's important. Now, of course, you can move it and you can migrate it into Microsoft 365. The price that you will pay for doing that is simply the time to get it up into the cloud. So depending on your bandwidth and the amount of data you want to move into the online environment, that is going to determine how long it's going to take. Now, what I would suggest, if you're going to move archive data, the important thing is archive data really doesn't need to be repurposed. The structure that it's in should be the structure it stays in. It's historical. And again, you can basically lift and shift that directly into a SharePoint team site. Now, I wouldn't take it into a Microsoft team, because a Microsoft team is basically of value when you have conversations as well as storage. In this case, if we're just moving our archive, all we're doing is we're simply moving from one storage location to another. So again, I would suggest that take your archive data, basically drag and drop it in the structure that is in into a dedicated SharePoint team site, okay, site collection, and then make that read-only for most users. Now, the benefit of doing that is that all the information that you do move into Microsoft 365 into SharePoint Online will be indexed. So when a user does a search for a document, they will see historical data, which if you've made it read-only means that they can take that as a starting point, they can reference it, they can read it, they can copy and paste, but they can't override it. So general best practice would be is to look at the data that you want archived, move it into a standalone site collection in SharePoint Online, probably called Archive, make that read-only for the majority of users, so it will be indexed and they can get access to it, but again, they can't make any changes to it. Now, once you've moved and got rid of the data that you don't want, and you've also moved your archive stuff across, what you're left with is roughly around 50% of the initial data starting capacity. Now, inside that 50%, again, I would divide that up into two major areas: stuff that you want to move and stuff that you want to restructure. Now, let's look at the stuff that you want to move. Now, typically, a very good example of the stuff that wants to be moved, at least initially, is users' personal data. So things like their desktop, their home directory on a server, anything like that should basically be taken and moved into a location like OneDrive for Business. There's no need to restructure it. There's no need to change it. Again, it is typically active data, but it's been in that format for a long time, and really, that's how most people access it. Now, the last 25% you should think about is basically probably the most current data, the data with you which you work with every day. This really is going to require the most thought when it comes to creating a new structure into which it will be put. So, for example, this is going to be data that will go into a team, that will go into a SharePoint, will go into a channel. So part of this will be, okay, what data do we have that we want to take advantage of the latest features in Teams and Yammer and all of that sort of stuff combined here? So what that means is some thought's going to have to be put into that, some consistency around, you know, the structure before that data can be moved. So that means if we look at our data regions here, so roughly we get a region we can delete, so we can purge that completely. We have a region that we can archive, so that's going to be basically drag and drop and put as a block into a standalone SharePoint site collection. We've got data we want to move, which again largely means that the structure's not going to change, so you may want to move HR into a HR team, for example, and do it one for one so it looks consistent. Now, the very last one here is restructured data. Now, that's probably data that when you move it into a team inside the new environment, you're going to say, you know what, we're going to recreate channels, we're going to take this opportunity to clean up data, we're going to move things around, and we're going to optimize our data. So obviously, deleting data requires a little bit of work to work out what needs to be deleted. Archive, same sort of thing, but once you've done that, drag and drop's pretty easy. Moved, again, is pretty simple, but you do have to have the endpoint, multiple endpoint structures organized. Where's it going to go when you do move it? And restructuring is going to take the most time to, again, work out the destination and how that's going to be arranged and how the data's going to be mapped across to it. So when you consider migration, remember that my advice to you is to think about looking at the source data first, i.e. cleaning it up, structuring it the way you want it, again, defining it as data to be archived, data to be moved, data to be restructured, and that will then allow you to make a much easier process. So typically, when you do start this process, you can start looking at what data needs to be deleted basically without any interaction. So again, you can go through the data that you have as an organization and work out exactly what needs to be deleted without any interactions. The data that is archived is very much the same. It's okay, what do we need to keep? And we want to build a structure that we can easily lift and shift that data into a standalone SharePoint site. And then the stuff that needs to be moved, where it's got to go to, what teams have we got to be created, and so on. And finally, the data that needs to be restructured is, okay, how are we going to restructure it and where it's going to go? So we're moving from easy to complex. We're moving from less work to more work. So deleting data, very easy, very straightforward. Archiving, a little bit more work. Moving data, again, is another additional little piece of work to work out exactly where it's going to go in the new environment. And then the last piece is probably the data you work with day to day, which is going to be the subject of the most restructuring. Now, as I mentioned, this should be considered in advance to moving the data. It's not good practice just to drag and drop and move it. Now's the opportunity when you do a migration to sit down and consider, okay, what's the best opportunity here that we've got to, again, restructure the environment to take advantage of everything that Microsoft 365 provides online. And remember, everything that you do put in there will be indexed. So again, I hope you've got some benefit out of this short presentation or FAQ that I have created here. Again, I'll link to the blog post where I talk about data discovery done right. Remember, the idea is to continue to do these shorter in-depth FAQs to focus on a single topic and hopefully answer people's questions. And remember, you can always contact me, director@ciaops.com or @directorcia on Twitter with anything that you'd like me to cover going forward. Hope to make these a regular event. And again, always looking to hear your feedback as to whether it's worthwhile, whether it is of value, and again, what you'd like to hear. So again, thank you very much for listening to this initial episode.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Office 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selection available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.